Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about deleting my source code. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, Frederick, if someone were to ruin your source code and delete most of it, would you be able to rewrite it again exactly the way you did from memory without any backups or anything like that? And how? What if it was created like 6 months ago or 5 years ago and so on? Is there a cutoff point where you won't remember the feature anymore? Well, I would say yesterday. I would probably forget the feature by yesterday. Yeah, that's probably going to be, yeah. At least I will. I'd like to say that I am very, it's very, for me, working is very similar to refreshing a web page. I get a clean state every single morning. That's exactly how it is. I don't even think about, okay, this is the thing, right? I don't even think about work when I leave work, unless there's something that I am really passionate about, something that I'm really interested in, which I'm very happy to say is actually very often. It's very often that I feel engaged and motivated and things like that, because I know that I'm working on things that's pretty cool, actually. But for the most part, when I don't really, when it's not an interesting feature or something like that, I don't even consider it anymore. And if you were to delete all of my source code, I will definitely be able to rewrite it. I mean, I'm not going to be able to rewrite it line by line. Nobody can do that. You could, I can't rewrite my grocery list if you delete it. I know what's going to be on there. I don't know which order it's going to be in, though. And the same thing goes for the source code. The thing that's going to save me in that situation is, well, I'm just assuming here that I can't use like a version control system, because that would be a thing, like, because you were asking about backups. And if you don't know about Git or Mercurial or like Subversion, I would say Git is probably the most relevant one. You should look into that. These sorts of things are very useful for a software developer. But let's say, for the sake of argument, that I don't have that. Well, then the thing that's going to save me is the specification. And the specification is the most important thing in any software project. It is also the hardest thing to get right. You will face this practically every single day of your career. Way, way up in... you're going to be surprised at how the ratio of your responsibility changes if you're keeping up with the other developers. It's going to go from you practically being able to ignore everything that's going on in the company and just focusing on the code that you want to write, to you having to be involved with practically all the prep work and being able to see what's going to work and what's not going to work at the planning stage. Because at some point you're going to realize that if the specification is shit, the system won't do what it's supposed to be doing. And I will tell you, from my perspective at the very least, that I look at the specification of what the system is supposed to be doing in the same way some of the test TDD nerds will say that, you know, if you have the tests, if you have really good tests, you can delete the code and you should be able to recreate the code from the tests. This is absolutely true. I know that it is for a fact that it's true, because I've actually been in that situation where I had the tests but I didn't have the code because I fucked up. I will say that the same thing is true for the specification. If you have the specification, you will be able to create the code, because the specification should tell you what the code should be doing. And that is the contract between the software developer and the stakeholder. And that's why that contract is so important, and it is why a software developer needs to have soft skills. You need to be able to talk to people. You need to be able to guide people who are non-technical into making the right decisions. Because if your specification is shit, your customer is not going to be happy with what you made. It doesn't matter if you sit there and say, oh, but this is what you told me. Yeah, that's what I told you, but that's not what I want. No, we need to fix it. Some developers seem to get bitter and very defensive, and I mean, it's just not productive. It's like having a waiter or a server that doesn't like to interact with people. Like, if you have a poisonous employee who in your restaurant, you need to fire that idiot immediately. You can't have such a person around. It doesn't matter if the if the person is nice or whatever outside of work, in at work, I need this from you. I'm paying you. Okay, my boss said this, and I agree wholeheartedly with everything because he took the words out of my mouth. He said, and this is to my entire company, he said to all the engineers, guys, this company is not paying you to write code. We are paying you to produce value. That's what we're paying you for. And what he means is literally the thing that I'm saying. The code is one big part of what you do, but it is not the entire thing. You are responsible as a software developer for being able to produce value. That is what you're being paid for. And if that means that you have to learn how to write a specification or documentation or do something that furthers the goals of the company, that is what we're going to ask you to do. And the reason why some developers get into their head that the only thing they need to think about is the coding is because they work in a company where the requirements on them are that low. And in some companies, the requirements are going to be higher. So what I want you to take away from this is that you can definitely delete all of my source code as long as I have the specification. I will not be able to remember every feature, and that is something that is a problem. Sometimes I deal with stakeholders who like ask me, "Oh, can you estimate this or estimate that?" And I say, "No, I can't because I'm unsure about how the feature works." Most of them will understand, like, because they're not stupid. Like, they're not dumb people. They will understand that there's a lot of code and I can't just tell you how every single thing work. Some things you just remember because you've been working on them for long enough that you kind of recall. In some cases you do have people who kind of go, "Oh, but why don't you know?" And then you just look at them and you say, "Because there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions of lines of code." If I asked you to memorize the phone book, would you be able to do that? No. And then they feel silly about the thing and they go, "Oh, okay, cool. When can I, when do you think that you can tell me how long this is going to take?" And I go, "I just need a few minutes to look into this feature, maybe say half an hour, something like that, and I'll get right back to you." "Okay, cool. Then we'll get your estimation at that point." And this is how it mostly goes, guys. So as long as you have the specification, the code is less of a problem because the specification should be able to tell you what the code should be doing, and you will usually, well, almost, sometimes it's not true, but almost always arrive at the same solution. Quite a lot of the time. Not always, but the heart and spirit of the thing is going to be the same. Have a great day.